battle of starvation. He grew so afraid that he courted and married a wealthy old maid. He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man. He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man. Well, she went to the washstand to bathe her fair face. Thus she destroyed all her beauty and grace. The rose in her cheeks soon grew very faint, and he saw on the towel 'twas nothing but paint. He's a very unfortunate, very unfortunate man. He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man. Well, she went to the mirror to take down her hair. When she had done so, her scalp was all bare. She said, "Don't be frightened to see my bald head. I'll put on my cap when I get into bed." He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man. He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man. Well, she hung her false hair on the wall on a peg. Then she proceeded to take off a leg. Her trembling husband thought he would die when she asked him to come and take out her glass eye. He's a very unfortunate, very unfortunate man. He's a very unfortunate, very unfortunate, very unfortunate man. Well, the husband was biting his quivering lips while she was removing her counterfeit hips. Just then her false nose clattered down on the floor, and the poor lawyer screamed and ran out at the door. He's a very unfortunate, very unfortunate man. He's a very unfortunate, very unfortunate, very unfortunate man. Now all you young men who would marry for life, be sure to examine your intended wife. Remember the lawyer who trusted his eyes, and a little bit later got quite a surprise.